We also like to have guests from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here in the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Sarah Hoffman, the NDP's education critic and the MLA for Edmonton Glenorchy. First of all, Sarah, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
My pleasure.
All right, main thing we want to discuss today is, well, the draft K-6 curriculum has sort of come up in the news recently. Of course, we know that with the UCP going through their little leadership kerfuffle, if you will, at the moment. Of course, whoever comes out on top of that will become the next premier. And you've recently announced that you're kind of calling on some of these leadership candidates out there to put a hold on that proposed draft curriculum. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's happening there?
Yeah, for well over a year, the Albertans have been giving very loud feedback that they are not at all content with what the UCP is trying to force on schools. Some of it this fall and others the following year. And Alberta families have been very vocal in saying that this isn't fit for prime time. So have teachers, so have Indigenous leaders and other cultural leaders throughout the province. And we certainly haven't seen the level of involvement from academics at post-secondary institutions that we're used to seeing when it comes to the complete overhauling of the K-6 curriculum. So for a long time, Alberta families have been saying this needs to be fixed, the government needs to go back to the drawing board. The current government has their earplugs in. They haven't been receptive to that feedback, but there is a leadership change on the horizon. We don't even know who's going to be the premier or the education minister this fall, so it's a time for them all to say that they're going to actually listen to Albertans, they're going to work with teachers, and they're going to get this right.
And you mentioned a little bit about that there, certainly the concerns from teachers about some of the content that's in the curriculum. Do you think that whoever ends up becoming the next premier, next minister, all that kind of stuff should take a better time and more time, if you will, to really listen to what the teachers, because after all, they're kind of the ones that have to sort of deliver this curriculum to our students out there?
Absolutely. One of the first things that Jason Kenney and Adriana LaGrange did is that they tore up the Memorandum of Understanding, basically a contract that talked about the ways teachers were going to be involved in developing the curriculum. They tore that up and instead they invited people like Chris Champion to the table. And rightfully so, teachers felt slighted because they were, and they've been wanting to get back to actually helping with this. We normally would have curriculum ready before Teachers Convention so that they can have in-services on how to best deliver that new content. They can meet with textbook companies and other experts who are developing resources. None of that was done, and all of it's been incredibly rushed and is arguably developmentally inappropriate. So teachers, bless them, still want to be involved, and they want to actually get this right because they care about the future of the students that they're working with. And I think that anybody who wants to lead any major party in the province of Alberta should be welcoming that opportunity and rolling up their sleeves and getting to work with teachers to create something we can all be proud of.
And you mentioned kind of some of the timeline stuff there, because things certainly haven't been easy for teachers over the last couple of years with kind of how things have sort of worked in the world. Do you think that is also another reason why they should maybe hold off a bit on trying to make some changes? Because a lot of teachers have been kind of stressed out a bit over the last couple of years, having all these curriculum changes on top of that. Do you think that would that's another reason that they should maybe try to rethink this a bit?
Absolutely. I think if you talk to anybody who works in a school, they'll say the last 2.5 years have been some of the most stressful times that they can ever recall, and that kids as well have seen huge gaps in terms of their feeling safe and being able to learn consistently at school. So I think if we want to make sure that we do right by those kids, we're going to have to give teachers time to be involved in creating new content and make sure that they feel well supported, because they sure have a lot on their plates right now. And we know that summer is a time for teachers to get back, emotionally, physically, and get ready for the upcoming school year. So piling more discredited pressure onto them, discredited curriculum pressure onto them, just isn't fair for the kids that they'll be working with this next year.
Certainly one of the criticisms that's been made of this draft curriculum is that it's not really sort of reflecting the kind of diversity of Alberta students out there. Do you think that's another thing, that kind of that diversity aspect is another sort of thing that should be looked at here?
Thank you. Yeah, definitely, Kyle. It's a lot of the criticism is that this is really a curriculum that talks about Europe and European history, as, you know, the core foundation for everything in life. And of course, students have much more diverse backgrounds than just, you know, one region of the world, and bring the expertise from their own lived experience as well as their family's experiences with them into the classroom. And, you know, there was a promise made by the current education minister that every kid would see themselves reflected in the curriculum. And that definitely isn't what we're hearing from a variety of cultural leaders, Japanese Albertans, Indigenous Albertans. A lot of families feel that this is really cutting their families out of the story of who Alberta is and where we are headed as a province.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here on the Trending 55 Thoughts, we'd like to throw in a little personal question in there as well. Of course, we're now into officially the first day of summer here today, and summertime means a lot of people will be going out to maybe exploring some different unique areas of the province. Now, you yourself, of course, are the MLA for the riding of Edmonton-Glenora. What are some interesting things kind of coming up in your riding over the next little bit that people might be interested to check out?
Yeah, there's a ton of different summer festivals happening all over Edmonton. The other piece I'll add is that I grew up in Canuso up at Lester Slave Lake area. So, of course, there's often solstice celebrations around there, and I really enjoyed them. It was a fun time of year to go camping because you didn't need to bring the flashlight, really. Maybe you would have to squint a little bit when it got to the darkest, but you could still find your way around. So even in the city, that's still the case. So I hope a lot of people are, if they're going to, you know, street performers, the Fringe Festival, Taste of Edmonton, there's K-Days, you know, the list goes on, Heritage Days. It's going to be a really busy summer with lots of fun stuff going on. So if you're headed into Edmonton for back-to-school shopping, I hope you'll consider checking out one of those great festivals.
So a number of things to check out there as well. Sarah Hoffman, the NDP's education critic, thanks for joining us on the hot seat today.
Thanks, Kyle. Have a great day.